At Universal Studios in Florida, there's a ride that I think sparks every fan's nostalgia to some degree. The smell alone of the place has been enough to keep people's imaginations entrenched for years. And that ride is E.T. This is one of those rides, for some reason, as a kid that really freaked me out, no matter how many times I rode it. Especially the place in E.T.'s homeworld, where there's that terrifying pink alien with dark black eyes and a high-pitched voice. That thing gave me nightmares for weeks to come after I would visit. I remember I would tell my mom I couldn't sleep when we would go back to our hotel because I was afraid no eyes would come get me, which in turn would actually freak her out as well. I live in upstate New York, so the idea of traveling down to Orlando for a park visit is not a regular occurrence by any means. However, last summer, after working full-time, I was particularly flush, so my two best guy friends and I decided to make the trip down. They invited these girls, Brandy and Caitlin, to come too, which I was okay with because I sort of had a thing for Brandy, although I think Seth did too. It was all good, though. I was really just here for the parks, and that was it anyways. When we eventually arrived at the park, we found out that it was surprisingly not too busy. We must have picked a good time of year to go, and we were basically able to walk on to a number of rides with no wait at all. And to me, that meant one very exciting thing. More time at the bar. So we headed to the Irish Bar in the Streets of New York area and got a drink. Our day just flew by as we were in there, talking to random tourists and taking $10 shots. But hey, it was vacation. We didn't have a care in the world. Then we started to notice that before long, there weren't a lot of people in the bar left. It was actually only us and a guy who was dressed in a maintenance outfit, talking to the bartender and drinking water. He was a weathered old man, seeming like he had probably spent a few too many years working at the parks, and it had really gotten to him. Brandy looked at his name tag and noticed that he worked at the ET ride, so in her drunken stupor, this totally woke her up. Seth then jumped up on his chair and exclaimed, "Steven," like they do in the intro video for the ride. Then they all ran up to the bar and closed out their tabs, me following behind last because I was clearly not as excited as they were. However, all of our commotion got the attention of the maintenance man. As I was paying my tab, he slowly turned towards me with these piercing white blue eyes. "Rides down," he said, seeming angry for some reason, but almost covering up an aura of fear. Seth then asked for him to walkie-talkie the ride and confirm, and then he essentially told us we didn't want to ride it anyways. He kept saying, "It's not right, it's not right anymore," or something like that. The more he spoke to us, the more we could tell he was probably twice as plastered as we were. I guess the bartender must have been giving him drinks disguised to look like water. I thought this was pretty odd, because who would want a drink at their workplace? But I was not really going to think much more about it. We decided not to really trust the drunken old worker, and meandered over to the ride anyway. We couldn't tell if it was open or closed when we got there. No one was at the front letting people in, but the ropes weren't up either. So my friends, being the rambunctious pack of wild animals they were, decided to walk right in. Oh, and of course, when the doors didn't open up automatically, Seth opened one and walked in himself. Then the others quickly followed suit. It was weird because all the lights were still on in there. There just wasn't any employees. We just walked right through the area where they normally take tickets and assign a name to them. But we didn't really think anything of it. This actually just kind of amped us up even more, to be honest, because we thought we might be the last people to ride the ride. So we ran through the forest area, breathing in the magical smell of the woods and listening to the waterfall in the background. Considering we were the only people to be riding the ride at the time, we were able to really mess around in the queue for a while. Then I noticed Brandy and Seth literally standing inside one of the pools of water, just making out. Not wanting to get kicked out of the park, I yelled for them to get out. They eventually did, but ended up tripping over a few plants and breaking a prop, which caused them to start running toward the loading area. I tried to follow behind, but on my way out of the woods, I heard something behind me. It sounded like a whisper. Then when I turned back, I saw no one in sight, except for a large animatronic up on a boulder, staring at my friends. A little shaken up, I looked forward again and started walking. The three people it takes to deploy the ride seemed frightened when we got there. I mean, it's always been kind of creepy, them just working out there in the middle of the woods by themselves. But something just felt a bit off, you know? It was like we weren't supposed to be there or something. Either way, they loaded us into the car anyways. And when the ride started, it was great. It was cool because I knew the ride so well, but things were still surprising me since I was a bit on the intoxicated side. Then I noticed something strange. None of the actual animatronics were moving or saying anything at all. It was really eerie. Especially when we got to the room where a police officer normally ducks and hides from your car. Well, this time he didn't. He just stood there, not moving a muscle, almost petrified. I stared at my friends, who clearly didn't give a crap either way, and were just laughing at everything. I guess I just figured that at this point the ride was malfunctioning or something. Turns out I was very wrong about that. When we got into the area where you go to E.T.'s home planet, the part that always freaked me out when I was a kid, I noticed something far more horrifying than the rest of the ride. That pink animatronic alien I had always feared as a kid was missing. I sort of freaked out and yelled at my friends to get their attention, but again, no big response from them. I was just left wondering why they would take it out instead of leave it not working. That clearly seems like the better option. Anyways, I was pretty much done with the ride at this point when we got to the end where E.T. says your names. And as expected, he didn't say anyone's because we didn't give an employee at the front our names. Except when it got to the back of the car and I heard,
"Brandy, Seth."
I suppose I was the only person who understood what he had said, because when I tried to tell them, they started making fun of me. They kept telling me to go back and talk to E.T. again anytime I would bring it up. Then, once we got off the ride, there was a really strange worker that just kind of stared at us blankly with these super light blue eyes. He didn't even tell us to get off, but we just knew what to do anyways. Something was really off about him. Like he had been freaking zombified or something. Everyone on the way out of the ride was complaining about how stupid it was. How they should change it to something newer with screens, where you can actually see E.T.'s homeworld or some crap like that. We then stopped and Brandy and Seth walked over to an abandoned restroom area. We waited for them for a while, but after like 15 minutes I started to worry. Michael, my other friend, just said they were probably hooking up in there. But I was kind of freaked out, so I went into the men's room and checked, but there was no one in there. I yelled into the women's room and I heard no response either. So we told Caitlin to go over and check, and she couldn't find Brandy in the women's room. So this was starting to get really creepy. Then we decided to go to the front of the park to see if we could get security to look for him or something. Security eventually was brought over to the restrooms, but they were never able to locate the two of them. We called them probably 50 times and nobody answered. So really depressed and freaked out, we headed back to the hotel to check if maybe they were back there. On the way out of the park though, we walked by this wooded area and something happened that will haunt me to this day. Back in the woods, I heard another whisper, and when I looked over, I saw that horrifying shaky face of the pink animatronic out in the woods. It slowly raised its hand and waved at me, its eyes black as the night sky, and those creepy little hair-like tendrils bouncing around on its head. We never found Brandy or Seth back at the room, and police are still investigating their disappearances 2 years later. I decided to never go back to that park, but last week on social media I saw something that really freaked me out. A friend of mine went on the ET ride and took a photo on the way off. The people unloading him looked just like Brandy and Seth, staring at the ride vehicle like zombies. Their eyes an unnaturally pale shade of blue.